Yeah, we're making power moves, rocking a Detroit groove to some American dudes out making power moves. Straight out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, rocking a coal one in each hand. My buddy Dave and I are Americans, just making power moves, ripping heaters and chugging paps. Natty light with no class, blowing shit up and chasing ass. Yeah, we're making power moves. Yeah, we're making power moves. Right to a Detroit groove.
And we're back. Welcome to Power Moves, episode 212. I'm your host, Mike Burns. Do-do-do-do-do. And joining me all the way from Los Angeles, whoop, California. It's the host of the Hunk Podcast. It's the author of The Perfect Amount of Wrong. It's the heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Barado Baradenstein.
Oink, oink, you fucking pigs.
Yeah, put them in their place right away.
Get back to your pig place, piggo.
Yeah, you can't give them any. Can't give them an inch; they'll take a yard right away. It's like when you go to prison. You find the biggest guy, you punch him in the mouth the first day, and that way they don't fuck with you anymore.
Yeah.
I assume you're not watching the Masters.
No, but okay. I did get into college women's basketball, uh-huh. And I did get into wrestling mania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did enjoy the Caitlin Clark run very, very much. As I said on the last program, unfortunately it didn't work out. They got kind of dommed, but that wasn't what bummed me out. It's that I was a homer for Caitlin Clark, and I lost some money on the game, which I wanted to enjoy it and them win, and then the money's even sweeter. But
they beat South Carolina last year, so it could have been done, but that team is just like, everybody's good.
Too good.
Everybody's good.
Yeah. She had to be straight dead on the whole game for them to win, and she didn't have enough in the tank. You can't expect that woman to pull that kind of rabbits out of hats over and over and over again when you don't have any backup. For the most part, those other girls are solid ball players, but it's not.
I mean, they have some ballers, but Jesus Christ! Like one girl is 6'7", another one is a freshman and like is the best basketball player I've ever seen, mm-hmm. man or woman. Mm-hmm. It like just happens to be a freshman who, you know, isn't ready for the moment yet. It's like that team was good
and not nothing. Gabby Marshall, she didn't do anything wrong. She's out there working hard, busting her tail off. Ain't nobody saying anything bad about Gabby Marshall. Can come see
I
my
follow her. You come. I follow her on Instagram.
You come see my Gabby Marshall swimsuit poster I have up over my bed.
Her, I followed her on Instagram and I noticed her like greeting is a Bible verse, and I was like, well, okay,
well, That's good marketing for yourself. You have to lean into that.
Then her whole Instagram is like, hey, are you at Casey's, you fucking Iowa slobos? Get a Casey's pizza.
She did delete all of her social media after the ship because she got a lot of negative, you're stinko.
Because of, what was that, LSU? Or no, UConn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But I think she's fabulous. She did a great job. Anyone with those green peepers, I'll tell you, that's a great lady right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Any chick that's got like cool eyes, I'm just puppy dog for. You got those nice peepers. Oh man, I like a piece of you too. Once you lose more weight,
don't you have light eyes?
I got beautiful peeps. I got they're blue and green. There's green on the outside edge, then blue in the center. Yeah,
yeah. No. Ice cream paint job.
You've been going back to the gym. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. So I decided to do this thing. It's not a real thing, but people do dry January. People do sober October. I did what's known as two. And the Brito lingua franca as abs April. So what I'm doing is I'm coming into the month of April with big, fat, disgusting gut, like many of you pigs out there have as well. No shame, pigs. But here's what I'm doing.
Bitter Buddha Jr. over here.
Gym 4 times a week, every day interval training just for 10 minutes on the bike. Also, Atkins, also intermittent fasting. My problem with no carb is that I would get sick of everything. And then my coworker, who's lost 90 pounds, goes, "Well, after 18 hours, you'll be ready to eat fucking anything."
Right.
And so that's kind of been working. Granted, it's only, what are we, like 11 days in, but I've lost 10 pounds burns.
It's fabulous.
10 pounds so far. And that's with lifting. So I don't know what it would be if it was just diet. But yeah.
I mean, diet
Gonna
does
get.
most of it, but you want
Diet's doing that,
but
yeah.
once you lose all that, you want it to look good, the what's underneath to look good. So it also does burn a ton of calories, so it's getting you back to your plateau, and then you'll have
Yeah.
to change it, and it's a fun project
But
yourself.
those are all of the things. I've done every single one of those things individually and lost weight. Now put them all together, see what happens. A lot
We
of di a lot of diarrhea is what happens.
I was for the last 2 days, I went very low carb and
Yeah.
I was eating a lot of like turkey, cottage cheese, string cheese, and
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get enough of the roughage that I'm supposed to have. Like I usually eat a bunch of
Oh, you got
spinach.
stopped up?
I never do, but I woke up this morning at 7 a.m. because I went to bed early and my tummy just hurt like it was like. I was like, oh, I think I'm dying because you know how my brain works. Immediately
Yeah.
dying. Immediately my
Yeah.
kidneys or colon's failing or something. But then like,
Yeah.
oh, no, think about what you ate yesterday because I was just grazing and it's easy to just rip a piece of Swiss cheese, eat this. And I had some sort of wraps that were protein wraps and I pushed it too far and I'm feeling better today, like now, but for the first half of the day, no bueno. I had to go down to the coffee shop I like and get a matcha
Oh,
latte.
to really let it run through.
Matcha latte
I love a matcha latte.
always gets it going. It always gets it going. It makes you feel good. It's fantastic. I love them. They
You go iced or hot?
I go iced. Usually I go whole milk iced, no sweetener or a touch of honey. Today, because of the dairy issue, I went all almond milk, no sugar matcha. And they make their own matcha. It's great. I feel it's like $6. It's the most expensive thing. I used to get it every day, but I was like, this is excessive. So most days I get a regular iced tea, like a mango iced tea or something for two some bucks. But when I really think I need it, I'll go for the matcha latte.
I love some people hate the taste of matcha. It's like it tastes like dirt. I fucking love that taste.
Yeah, I like earthy tastes.
Yeah. Like a beet. It also tastes like dirt, but I like a beet.
Like a beet in some in a salad with goat cheese, like you got your
Yeah.
greens and oh yeah, delicious. Incredible.
Man, so the like I talk a lot on stage about the song The Fat Man by Fats Domino. It's like part of a joke that I tell because it's people think it's the first rock and roll song. It's by Fats Domino, 1949. And the joke like basically is about how the lyrics are, "Well, they call me the fat man 'cause I weigh 200 pounds."
Back then.
And so, like, the joke is like me being like, they should have called, I don't think they'd call him that in 2024, Fats Domino. They'd probably call him My Goal Weight Domino. Pretty good, actually, Domino. How tall was he, Domino? Like, it just goes like that for a while. And, but like, I think about it a lot. Like, high fructose corn syrup is a motherfucker. Like, left to our own devices without these, like the stupid rabbit food I'm about to eat for the rest of the month and shit, like, I'd probably be one of those like got to get a wheelbarrow to get him out of the house type of guys.
It is. It's all that sugar and a lot of the soy and a lot of the processed food that everyone eats. They didn't eat then. You got fresh meat, fresh bread, with a couple ingredients, and then whatever else, vegetables, cheese, etc. But now the majority of the store is not the outside of the store. The outside of the store, if you eat only the outside of the store, which is the smallest part of a supermarket, the meat, the cheese, the produce,
Produce.
the it's you could probably just if you just stuck to that, you'd be totally fine. But when you start going up and down the aisles and getting processed foods, That's where the problems happen because it's already broken down and fucked up. Your body doesn't know what to do with it. It's hard. It's a pain in the ass. Today I went to the grocery store because I was out. Every morning I eat 3 eggs. I eat a big hot pile of like spinach and kale, just raw. And I just shovel it in and like 15 raspberries for antioxidants and some sugar to get me going. And usually that's when I have my carb, which is a Bay's English muffin, a sourdough English muffin. I got to have some carbs. I can't live that way. Or I have these protein Kodiak cake waffles, like toaster waffles that have 12 grams of protein. And I get real maple syrup. I don't put that other garbage shit on there. They're expensive.
I think agave is underrated as a syrup.
Yeah. That's totally cool, too. It's totally cool. It doesn't have the mape twang, but, you know, that's a good option. It's a better option.
Sometimes I'll be at a fancy restaurant. There'll be like a sweet thing and like a goat cheese dip. And I'll be like, ooh, excuse me, waiter. Excuse me, garçon. What is this? And they lean in and they go, they like their eyebrows are raised and they go, agave. And you're not supposed to know. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Goat cheese with agave or honey on it. With that's the cracker.
Yeah, because we kept being like, oh, this isn't honey though. This is delicious, but it's not honey. What could this be? It's agave.
It's got a cactus little twang to it. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's L.A. It could be anything. It could be anything.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
No, nobody. They could have just invented a thing here.
Yesterday
they make beef jerky that's flavored like Doritos flavors now. I've learned there's all kinds of things that they're doing with meat-based products. Be like, here, you fat fucking piece of shit, you like Doritos so much, put it on something else.
Also, we took this perfectly healthy snack and then we coated in some made in a lab powder that your body's gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Man, Pete Holmes was telling me he went to a Doritos factory and like this, the flavor scientist, I don't know why he went, if it was like some insomniac David Tell type of situation.
Well, they were runners up. I think it was him and maybe McCarthy, and I forget the director's name, but they won like a runner-up Doritos thing. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes, and then like the flavor scientist is like, we can make it smell like anything. Like, there's a smell for fear, like, that makes people sense.
Afraid?
A sensation of fear. And there's also one for, mother. And so then the joke is, technically, yeah, I don't know what the fuck, unless he was completely doing a bit. Like, they're like, we could make it taste like freshly cut grass.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that they know how to make smells that invoke fear. I don't think you're going to freak out or anything, but it'll give you that little twinge of being afraid. Yeah, that makes total sense.
So if they have fear and if they have mother, then they can make one that's like fear of mother.
No. Oh, shit. I forgot her birthday. Oh, yeah, terrified yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm past my curfew.
It was her birthday yesterday and she didn't call me. And I'm in fucking trouble. I'm so terrified.
That feeling.
Worst feeling. Absolute worst feeling is forgetting like your mom or dad's birthday.
Did you really? Or are you just doing the bit?
I have done it when I lived in Los Angeles like three times.
Drunk Brido has forgotten his mom's birthday and gotten the dad, the angry, call your mother. Like,
right. That's what I would get. Normally my dad would call and say, hey, you know, he'd be like, on the sly in the garage on a cordless phone. Hey, it's your mom's birthday. You're going to want to give her a call. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm too.
Shout out to dads for reminding their piece of shit sons that it's their mother's birthday.
There was just no concept of time when I lived there. So, like for weeks would go by and I didn't have a real schedule. If I didn't have a steady job, it was like, what'd you do last week? I think me and Brido went to the bar all day, every day, and then we watched TV, and I had no idea what else was going on.
Man, I was thinking about that today. Like, today in L.A., it's 85 degrees, it's sunny, it's, like, beautiful outside. You and I would have been like, let's fucking go down to Sunset and hit all of the bars.
Time for Beavis and Butthead to shine.
Yeah, Cornholio and whatever, and his yeah, we would have cornholioed around
Right.
Echo Park,
Also,
man.
let's put on a fun outfit. What kind of wrestling shirts do we want to wear to go do this and destroy ourselves all day? Which makes it
I
even more
mean,
fun.
it was a very fun time in my life. I will say that. It's a very fun, good friendship, but boy, we would just do that all day, or like on a day like today. I went to the gym, I went to the grocery store. I'm doing a podcast, really living a big full. I'm like a Marine today.
You feel good about yourself. That's the thing. I woke up today and I, except for my cramping pain from the excessive cottage cheese I ate before bed, I felt like a good person. And yesterday, I went to here's a real good person day. I went to book club at the yoga studio, and so you read the book, and then you go in there. When you did, we did yoga, hot yoga for 40 minutes, and then everyone brought like a little snacky, like a healthy-ish snacky to snack on while we discussed the book on our mats. And then we went in.
You really did this?
Yeah, we went in depth about this, about a book we read. The 100 Years of Lenny and Margot. It's about a 17-year-old who's dying in the hospital and an 83-year-old woman who's dying in the hospital, and they want to make a painting for every year of that they were alive, culminating in 100 paintings. And it was way out of my comfort zone to do this,
Yeah,
and that's why
I'm
I did it.
surprised.
That's why I did it. It made me read the, I got the book on Friday. I read the book in between Friday and Wednesday morning, the whole thing, 350 pages, and I forced myself to do it, and it kept me on a leash. And then after I went to book club, which was lovely, I love sitting there. I don't have like a lot. I have tons of bar friends, and we have stupid conversations about this and that. But to sit with some people who had a little more high value and read the book and wanted to have an actual in-depth discussion about feelings and life and death, it was so nice, and I felt so good after this. And I'm pretty half beat from the yoga that I went to the gym and still did my full Wednesday workout at 8:30 at night, full back and buys. And then I came home. I didn't drink a drop. I did get high, and I had healthy-ish snacks, except for the, well, the cottage cheese was healthy, but I overdid it. So.
I will say that you always kind of did read books like when you were behaving yourself. But I two things. One, I'm giggling to myself picturing you in this book club starting every sentence with, well, as a published author.
I know. I don't tell them what I do. They have no idea who I am or what I do.
And the fact that you are at Hot Yoga Book Club means there must be some sort of fantastic babe situation happening in there.
I'm not going to disparage what everyone looked like in this particular thing. Pretty average, pretty normal people. There are, yes, some members or attendants of this yoga studio that are they're fit. They're very fit and they're very good at yoga. But yeah, it's not real a pickup joint in there. I really am going. If I want to do that, I go to the bar. I really am going there because it's bettered me in numerous ways that I can hardly list. So that you maybe you'll gotta consider doing that. That might be a thing to add in some part down the line if you're.
I've never enjoyed yoga. I don't know if like I don't know. It's just one of those things like I like lifting weights. Like I know that I like lifting weights. It's just a matter of like pointing my car at the gym. Once I'm there, I'm fat. I'm fucking fine.
Once I'm there, I'm
Like
fat.
I when I'm there, I'm family.
You go to the Olive
But
Garden gym, right? That's just the thing. Well, I've been going to this Olive Garden gym. It's Olive Garden. They got a gym in there.
yeah.
It's all keto, though. It's like it's good for you. It's just the meat parts, fucking meatballs. But
While we were doing this, the booze delivery guy did not deliver booze to my establishment I manage,
oh,
and I'm
no.
people are freaking out because this big podcast is there tonight, and I think and yeah, so I'm getting like a zillion fucking text messages.
Yeah, that's a real problem for a bar and a comedy club to not have
Well,
the
who a
booze.
comedy club that makes all of its money off of fucking IPAs in Silver Lake.
Right. Yeah. You're gonna be selling a bunch of like Vizzies that are in the back of the cooler and smearing off rocks because Tito's is probably hit.
Oh, man. God damn. So I'm telling the owner, because it's my day off and I got to deal. I'm telling him to get ciders, Almanac Hazies. Those things go fucking flying off the shelves. And any IPA that we have. It's hot, so that means Sauve Blanc seasoned. And
That's what I've been drinking. I've been drinking sugarless Sauvignon Blanc with ice in a rocks glass.
I mean, that's the move. I don't remember anybody drinking Sauve Blanc when I was growing up. Like Chardonnay was the basic bitch.
Right.
And then everybody went through a Pinot Grigio phase. Now everybody's Sauve Blancing it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a Sauve Blanc and a Pinot Noir. Both of them are, I've talked about this, I believe. Both of them are no sugar. They're 85 calories a serving. It's called Don't Mind If I Do, and it's for chicks. And yes, I get asked about it at the grocery store when I go buy it all the fucking time. Oh, did she send you out for this? I'm like, she? This for me, baby. Come on. I'm not
afraid. What's a standard beer selection for good old boys in like the townies in Michigan and Iowa? If you're rolling out of there with like a bunch of Bush Lights or Bud Heavies, that's basically vanilla ice cream. You know what I mean? What's the standard there?
In a grocery store or liquor store or at a bar?
If you're at anything and your buddy or your buddy's dad has a cooler with beer in it, what's the beer?
Bush Light or Coors. Bush Light. Coors. Uncle Steve, he drinks Coors heavy. Most people drink Bush Light.
Coors Banquet?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what Uncle Steve drinks. There's a lot of Bush Light, though. A lot of Coors Light, also. I would say those are the big three.
Man, I've drank a bazillion Bush, I guess Bush Light, but Coors Lights I probably drank more of, for sure.
I'm completely off of IPAs. I'm full Bush Light or Coors Light.
Too much of a hangover?
Well, it's the hangover is one. Two, it's like drinking three beers worth of calories. And three is I want to die the next day.
Which is the same as one. I usually don't like memes or whatever, but there's one I saw that was like being hungover in your 20s. And it was like a guy, like a cut to a movie about a guy a young kid running for office. And he's shaking everybody's hands and he's like peppy and nothing's wrong with him. And then like drinking, like being hungover in your 30s. And it was Ed Helms, I think is his name, from The Hangover, like when he's actually hungover in the movie,
right?
And then it says being hungover in your 40s, and it cuts to the scene where E.T. is dying and he's plugged into all the machines. I was like, that one got me, because I was like, and in fairness, I've never been hungover in my 40s, but god damn, that's how that E.T. like feeling when he's like, you know, in that machine fucking situation at the end of E.T. is how I would feel from like 34 on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can run for like 2 days, and after that I know better than I used to. I used to push it and fix it, and I can't anymore. And there's a night and day difference from when I go to the bar and have a bunch of Coors Lights and maybe like four shots of whiskey, Jack or Jim or whatever, sidecars, and me just having like fucking 15 Coors Lights or a bazillion Busch Lights. That you can recover from.
It's, yeah.
If I add in that little bit of whiskey, it is
a little brown whiskey. Yeah.
And that is what triggers my anxiety.
The
anxiety is the little bit of fucking whiskey. I mix that in and I feel completely different. And when it's beer,
I used to tell people I needed to drink because I had anxiety, but then when I quit drinking, it magically stopped happening for the most part. I still have like little panic attacks every now and then, but once every 6 months.
Right. Because people who have anxiety are already predisposed to having anxiety attacks.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
It's like I got buddies who don't have anxiety issues. And they wake up, ugh, feel like trash. Oh, God, need a Big Berg, and just drink some water. And then, like, by like three, they're fine. Instead of I don't fix that way. I need to get so super straight and sleep a whole bunch for like 2 days.
I guess, yeah, because like if you have like a really solid martyr complex, then you need everybody to know how shitty you feel
Right. Yeah.
too.
There's that, but it's also, I feel like when you have anxiety, it gives you a guilt complex that
Yes.
I hate myself because I made myself feel this way.
Yeah, you feel guilty for sure. Yes. The worst hangovers also correlate to did the dumbest thing the night before.
Right. And there's not a whole lot of dumb shit for me to do. I rarely do anything dumb because I try to stay out
Oh,
of trouble.
Burns,
Now,
oh, did the dumbest thing last night, Burns. Oh,
what'd you do?
I took a pair of scissors and cut
Yeah?
my dick off, Burns. Cut my dick off. Cut my
Oh,
dick off, Burns.
no. Best joke ever.
My sons, my future sons.
Always a good one. Every time we hung over, we both feel terrible, and that we would both chuckle at that. It was a lifesaver for like 10 seconds.
Oh, when you feel like the shittiest, it's good to have like a solid bit. Like just got dumped guy I created, and that was a lot of fun for when just got dumped. Can I you buy me lunch today? Just got dumped, so.
Because as comedians, we take ownership of stuff and we don't hide it. So I would say that most of the time, you or I were perpetually dumped or broken up with someone over and over and over again. And so that bit would just resurface every
It
6 months,
was
2 months, a year. It would come back up. Just got dumped. So.
hello, darkness, my old friend, for sure.
Which you can't handle when you're on a binge because you got dumped and now you're trying to medicate it and it's making it worse. I didn't learn that until maybe like 5 years ago. Like, okay, this traumatic thing you're going through is going to be a lot easier to handle if you just go to the gym and don't drink. You could have been doing
Oh
it
my
the whole
God.
time.
Well, with the weight loss thing, I think about like I had to quit drinking. You kind of like find like little workarounds because you don't want to quit.
I
So
do
you'll
not
do
want to quit,
like
no, man. Where I live, I need to drink. That's part of the culture. There's no quitting here.
So I do there's like a little tinkering that you do. And I was realizing I was like, oh, with the weight loss stuff, like I do like a little tinkering and then I get back to, fucking 30 pounds overweight, like with a blink of an eye. So, and some of you pigs are like 30 pounds. That's no big deal. It fucking sucks for me. Like
Right.
I don't wear it well.
Big,
Maybe you pigs do.
you got the big bones. You're already probably pretty big without any padding on you. You got thick legs and just thick. And you add that on, now you're a weeble wobble.
Yeah, I it's it was getting physically and mentally uncomfortable. Like my gut started, if I rose my arm up enough, started peeking out the bottom.
That's scary for you, 'cause you got a
And
big rotund tummy. Like I just get like a little
that's
flab, and it's kind of
that's where I go.
hideable.
That's where it goes. Yeah, that's where my weight goes.
You're pregnant with a basketball.
Yeah.
It's a whole different
Yeah.
body type. It's weird that some people get the basketball hard tummy, and some people just
Yeah.
get the flab that's hanging.
I mean, some dudes get like a big wide hips and legs and big butt, like what was it? Mick Foley and Terry Funk always called him satchel ass.
I wish I'd gain weight in my butt. I wish. I don't, though. I don't.
I mean, I gain it in my face, obviously. And like, oh man, so I got those Diesel jeans that they don't sell those in fat people sizes. So you and I went to Diesel back when our friend Megan worked
Yes.
there. And those are I know that I'm in okay shape if I can get those on.
Right. Most of my weight loss and everything is based on how my clothes fit. That's really all that matters. I'm not taking
Because
my
weighing
shirt off very
yourself,
often. And even if I do, it's
yeah.
at a pool party here in Michigan. I look fine. It's not great, but I'm fine. I'm not that
I
guy.
want to be one of those like old guys on the side panel of the article you're reading where it's like the guy's like got white hair and he's clearly old, but his shirt's off and he's shredded and you're like, what the fuck? And it's like, want to get shredded over after 50? I want to be that guy.
I know. I think you really have to cut out like everything, which is a problem. Like, I can't do that. I smoke some dope at nighttime before I watch a movie at 10:30 or so. And I got Haribo gummy bears in there. I'm going to eat the whole bag of those gummy bears. That's what's going to cause the problem. So I gotta enjoy something. I can't just sit here and not do anything. That's why I got to have the wine. I got to have a little diet wine just for an activity. I'm certainly not getting hammered off a bottle of diet Sauvignon Blanc. It's just the activity of it. And yes, I should maybe dabble with some of those liquors and wines that are alcohol free, but I feel like those are just going to cost the same amount. So, or more.
Yeah.
It's got to cost even more for some of them.
You ever like think about all the money that you would save if you didn't booze and then like you could travel or something? Like, what's something that you like, some decadent thing that you could do?
I don't have the drive or want to travel for the most
part.
You don't
want to go. Oh, you hate airplanes is one thing. Yeah.
That's one thing. But I also don't have like the want for it. I just don't go to see Paris. I don't care. I just don't. I don't care. I have no.
They got the Louvre there. They got the Eiffel Tower there.
That part of the reason I like living here is there is lots of stuff. There's cool stuff you can just drive to, and you don't have to spend a bunch of money. And that's enough for me. I've had enough adventures. I don't have this. Oh, I gotta go. I've lived a bunch of places and I've seen stuff. I don't need to go. I don't. It doesn't appeal to me.
I like it. I'm gonna keep you
love it. You've been a whole bunch of places.
Yeah, I'm going to Finland later this year. Going to Greece later this year. Going to Estonia later this year.
Yeah, see, you like it. I'm not just gonna go spend thousands of dollars to do something like that when I don't really want to. I'm just happy to golf and go to yoga and the gym, and that's good enough.
By the way, how long have we been doing this show and we've not talked about OJ one time?
If we've never talked about OJ, oh, today that he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose we could dip into it.
Did you know he died today?
I did. Oh yeah. He's 76. I find it fascinating that no one could have died that would get less sympathy from anybody.
He's good in those Naked Gun movies.
He is, but you know, zero people felt bad that OJ died. No, and it wasn't like there was no pause in the game for people to be respectful about it. Right off the bat, social media is just kicking his corpse and spitting on it.
I mean, God, that guy, like, he's never been so happy, like, that the Rodney King officers got acquitted. Like, that's... With like, historical context is everything. That Made in America documentary or whatever, by the guy who goes to the Iowa games with Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
That's just an I watched all of the Cuba Gooding Jr. as OJ show, like American Crime Story. Boy, that Bronco chase, a lot of entertainment. He's given me just on the murder side of it.
He's a super awesome dude. He was awesome at football at USC, awesome at football in the NFL. He played golf. He liked to drink and hang out. He's an
actor. He's pitch man.
He's kick yourself in the dick funny in fucking Naked Gun movies. Why'd you have to go and kill that soap opera star and your wife? Why did you do that?
He was almost the Terminator.
I don't really. Is that a thing?
Yeah, they almost cast him. James Cameron almost gave it to OJ.
I'll be back. It's unbelievable.
Bye bye now.
That would have been even more, you know, fun, I guess, in a dark way if he was the Terminator who also terminated people in real life.
I like the conspiracy theories. There's like, we have a friend in Chicago, Aaron Foster, who still thinks that he's innocent.
I mean, what if he is? That's the thing.
What if he is? That is the thing. What if his son did it? His crazy ass son did it. And OJ like took the fall for him. His son from the first marriage or whatever. Like, that was a theory I heard people give. What if He clearly fucking did it.
I mean, I'll preempt this by saying very clearly that I think he did it very much so. I think Bill Cosby very much did bad Bill Cosby stuff. But I always think how horrible it would be for those individuals like that if they
Cosby was innocent.
If Cosby's completely innocent and it was like powers that be fucking deep state that wanted him destroyed for some reason, and OJ
he had some information about like some public official that would have ruined him. They're like, we got to get like 80, 90 women to say he raped him.
Right. It's like one of those things that he caught someone else raping and then was like, hey, it's not cool, OBKB. And then the fucking guy was like, does that thing where blames Cosby first so that it's off his shoulders.
Cosby told on himself, like on the show, in his act.
Sure.
That W. Kamau Bell thing, like, we got to talk about Bill Cosby or something, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. It's like a 4-part doc.
Very good.
It's like one of those, it's very good, but it shows like he made a chili. It was his special chili that made people fall in love with you.
Uh-huh.
And then like Rudy's about to have, it made people horny or something, and Rudy's about to eat it around Bud and they grab it away from her. Like,
yeah.
And he makes Spanish Fly jokes all the time. Spanish Fly was basically like the woman passes out or the woman wants to fuck you after she dripped some in her drink type of thing. Like,
right. It's like horny pills from the gas station. Yeah, put this in there.
Yeah.
So
it horns women up. Like, he told on himself. He you know,
but
just like Louis C.K. did, like, all like you know, I like to masturbate. I like to, you know, stand in front of a hotel door and not let specific female comedians out.
But what if they didn't do it? Like, how bad would that suck? You're just like,
oh my
God damn it. God damn it. I didn't. Oh, and then it's just 8,000 punches from every angle at you all day long. You can't fight it off. And it's just, and then you coming out of court and you got the one dead eye and he's making that crazy face and he's just, well, maybe if I'm just funny again, you know, Puddin' Pops. And then it just looks even more insane.
He made us love him so much. And then the whole time, like that you knew him and loved him, I'll never not be like, what the fuck?
It's shocking. Like, that sort of thing is shocking. Like, the Epstein list is just insane. It's not super surprising, but it is shocking to me that there's this whole grouping of people that rape and molest kids and stuff. Like, something I've never even in the smallest iota thought about doing, but there's people that are just cool with this who do it all the time, and then they go to bed, like, sleep, and they're like, oh, I had a nice day, oh, it was fun going to the amusement park today, or the baseball game, and you had a fun time, and you just get
okay, bed. What if you found out without a shadow of a doubt the reason that you didn't make it bigger in LA is because you didn't go to the fucking sex dungeon party that these like that these pig mask wearing
with Thomas Middleditch. Thomas Middleditch wanted me to go to the sex dungeon party with pig masks, and I was like, I'm a pretty, you know, randy guy, but that's not really my gig. And he just called up CAA and everyone, like, hey, I know you represent Mike Burns. That guy's a bad guy, and like threw me under the bus first. And that was why.
I mean, some people say, oh, I wasn't talented enough. But the real thing is probably, you know, like some people might be, oh, I didn't work hard enough, or they weren't ready for me. But it could be like, you know, you don't have nude photos of the head of Hollywood, Gary Hollywood.
We haven't talked about the Epstein list. How valid do you think that is? It's really extensive.
I don't really know who's on it, because I was like, oh, let me guess. is Bill Clinton on it.
Tom Hanks, Microsoft. Tom Hanks is one of the like guys that's on that a lot and was been on a bunch of flight logs. And that's
Tom
like
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is the big one. He is the like, but if Bill Cosby can do this shit, do we think that Tom Hanks is not also capable?
I got it. Tom Hanks, Epstein, fact check. Tom Hanks is not recorded on the Epstein list.
Then why do I that's keep from seeing it everywhere?
Post circulating on social media claimed that Tom Hanks flew on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet to his island in the Caribbean. This claim is false. This is on Reuters, rather. So when you said that, it sounded wrong to me. Because okay. my guy, T. Hanks would never fuck a kid.
Well, you know? I'm gonna have to go deeper
Fuck a mermaid.
He fucked an old lady and big, like a 32-year-old when he was 12.
You know what?
Big.
He got reverse Epstein by that lady. So how dare you?
I watch it all the time, and it every time it's like on AMC or something, I pop it on. And it always
you live in the exact apartment that he lives in.
Yeah, blows my mind. Blows my mind every time that this was never brought to the forefront. This discussion of that 12-year-old fucked a hot 32-year-old chick, who and I think she might even be younger her age in the movie. But you know,
yeah, but every 13-year-old boy wants nothing more than to like, I don't know, for if like. I don't know whoever the hot babe is, Vanna White, mm-hmm. Miss Elizabeth, like Playboy chick, or whoever was big when I was 13, Pamela Anderson. Like, if she would have been like, hey, when I have sex, it would have been like, this is the greatest thing.
Thank you so much. Do I have to pay you or what? I got some cool baseball cards you can have if you want those. I have $65 from my, I got.
And just so you know, before we have sex, I already nutted when you walked in.
But don't worry, I can keep it all night long.
We're going to have sex 25 times before I last long.
No problem for me. Not a problem at this age. Till it's raw. Keep going. No problem.
So, I mean, I saw Stephen Hawking was the big one that I saw. Yes.
Yeah.
I also get Tom Hanks and Stephen Hawking confused a lot.
Stephen Hawking is almost understandable. He's just so much hatred for the world for making him that.
Which one was in Joe versus the Volcano?
Stephen Hawking. Yeah. He falls in. Yeah. He falls in. It's like he falls in like in a Terminator. And he puts the thumb up when he's going under, and you just see his chair melt. His chair just all melts into the lava.
Hasta la vista, baby. I think that Jeffrey Epstein is one of many.
Right. I agree. I think that he's just the one that they picked for a fall guy, and there's a whole fucking
network. You think he's the only guy?
No.
Like, you think there's one car dealer in the whole country? Like,
right. Well, that's why they killed him. He was killed. He was killed in a cell because he would have dropped dimes on a lot of people, which is a disservice to us. Such a disservice to us.
So they got the guy that ran Les Wexler, the guy that ran, Victoria's Secret or whatever he did. So that guy gives Jeffrey Epstein, like, his castle in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. He just has this mansion in Manhattan that he just like gave Jeffrey Epstein. Like there's gotta be, these guys have gotta be running around. They exist. They provide services.
Absolutely. People that have those needs and that much money, they don't stop wanting the drugs. It's no different than taking a drug dealer off the street and we got him locked up. There's another guy right behind him because there's money to be made. If there's money to be made.
Yes. Yeah.
Then, and you're evil. You're like, why would I leave this money on the table? I'm fine with evil stuff. How evil do you want it to be?
All of a sudden, Tom Hanks doesn't crave like young babes anymore. Like, of course, he still craves them, allegedly.
Well, that whole business kind of took a dive after they started making apps for all this stuff, and you just had it delivered like DoorDash. You don't have to go to the island anymore. They just bring it to you. So,
but some people like to travel, like me, Burns.
See, I'd be
you want them delivered to you.
I'd be more of a DoorDash Epstein list kind of guy.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that island to if we're gonna be doing terrible shit. I mean, I'd like to travel a little. I'd like to get on the Lolita Express.
Hey, Burns, you want to get on the Lolita? Jump off into this grappa, zip out to the island. Oh man, no, I got
Burns, 85 degrees. Let's get on the Lolo.
I got a fresh 12 of bullets and Master's design. I'm just gonna keep chilling on the couch here. Probably just order some DoorDash. God damn it. I'm sorry. It's too easy.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
DoorDash.
Yeah. All those poor fuckers, too. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ. It's insane.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they went down there not knowing what it would be. And then, like, he's like, by the way, that chick was 17. And they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, you better give me access to your, you know, your financials, or I'm telling everybody.
I just want it to all get exposed so bad. It's so bad. I want the people on that list, the ones that actually did bad stuff. I need to know. I need them to go to jail and prison.
That's their system of control. You got to fuck this underage chick to let us know you're one of us. And then we'll give you the keys to the castle.
Right. It's like coke. If you do coke and you're at a party and people are doing coke, you probably don't know they're doing coke unless you also do coke, because you'll get judged.
Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to be the guy not doing coke in the room of people doing coke. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you doing in there?
Right. They don't trust you if you don't do the coke.
Yeah. I've done
very little coke. But once I learned who had the coke, once in a while, baby'd want a key bump because it was super late at the bar. And I'm like,
I mean, if you're looking for coke at a bar, look for the guy going to the bathroom way too much.
Oh, yeah. I figured out that because a lot of times, for some reason, two of my friends were going to the bathroom all the time. Once I came there with. And then
that's funny. How come women always need to go to the bathroom together? It's like they're doing fucking cocaine in there, fellas.
It was like that sort of thing in moderation once in a while was fun. I was sure I wanted to kill myself 2 days later, literally. But I never understood, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, that people would do it all the fucking time. And here I am
addictive. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here I'm sucking nicotine down still that I can't ever get myself to quit. But like it was so expensive and it made you feel like death, like a whole different type of hangover that eventually I don't understand how people's like, I can't do this anymore. I couldn't understand how you would be addicted to it because it's such an upper. And for me who doesn't necessarily care for caffeine and I don't need any more stimulation. My brain is going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm always, yeah. My engine's hot. It's you're dumping gasoline on top of a campfire. And so I didn't understand how people would want to feel like that all the time. Don't you want to chill?
Well, let me ask you this one. This kind of feeds into it. Cause I was thinking about, maybe think of like opioids now. And we were talking about the pigs earlier. And so now these Ozempics that they got, like they've rebranded because there's so much money to be made in these weight loss drugs, mm-hmm. that they've rebranded like obesity as a chronic disease that can be cured with these pills. So it used to be like a personal failing, you know, like you fat, shut up, you fat piece of fucking shit, like that, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Like you must be lazy or you must be a glutton. And now it's a chronic.
Some people just big.
Some people just big, man.
And I got much love for them, but some people just big.
But I mean, how many big people did you know in 1988?
Oh, yeah. Completely different. There was one in your class, a completely different food source. System.
There's one in your class. There was like one or two fatties in your whole high school. Mm-hmm. Like that's for dudes, I guess. But like now it's probably more like, so it's some people just big, but the food is pure garbage as well. So
correct.
So instead of blaming the food that we eat or something like that. Now it's like, this is a disease you have, and the only cure is fucking this shit. And then
if you can just learn how to eat properly, you don't have to be hungry. You can eat a whole fuckload of food. Just eat this food, not that food. That's it.
Yeah, but that's so hard to do, man. Like, it's, if you live in certain places, like, where are you going to get some of that stuff?
Well, I mean, there's just drugs and all that processed food that makes you want more of that food. It's a weird.
McDonald's is so good.
It does taste good. It's very delicious. I love it all.
It's okay to say you like In-N-Out Burger, but it's not okay to say you like McDonald's. McDonald's is the same shit.
Yeah, no, there's other weird shit. I think In-N-Out Burger will mold and deteriorate and break down. McDonald's is all chemicalized. If I eat Taco Bell, which I will go on a Taco Bell binge. I had a problem with it like a year and a half ago.
Taco Bell.
Once in a while, I got to eat. Fuck it. I'm getting Taco Bell. I try to make decent choices. But after I eat Taco Bell, I want chocolate cake every fucking time.
Like, that's interesting.
And
if I
eat healthy, if I eat like a pork chop and a baked potato and a salad, I don't want dessert because I'm not a big dessert guy. But when the worse I eat, the more I want fucking chocolate cake and garbage. And it could be Arby's. It could be McDonald's. But it's Taco Bell is the number one culprit for me wanting a big cupcake, a red velvet cupcake. And I'm going to eat that too because I don't fucking care right now. I just had 6 chalupas.
Yeah, that is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you don't. And also, like, one time, the best thing I ever ate in my life, I know the best thing I've ever eaten in my life, and they're both shitty processed garbage. I did Atkins when we first, like, in 2008, when we first moved to town, and I got down to, like, pretty low. Like, the lowest, you actually told me to stop losing weight. This was, like, when we first moved to LA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
you're not gonna be funny anymore, you stupid idiot.
I lost 7 minutes of material is what I lost. But I went to a gas station and I got an almond Snickers bar.
Mm.
And I hadn't had sugar for like a month, and I ate the Snickers bar. I almost came in my pants. I was just like, oh my god, oh, fuck. Like, and the other time was I went 7 months pescatarian because I read a book that fucked me up, and it made all meat shit gross me out.
Not sustainable, though. It's not sustainable. You want to keep muscle?
Not
on,
even a little.
Not
bit.
Sustainable.
I went back to Iowa for Easter. I was picturing the salad has bacon in it. We're eating ham. We're mm-hmm. like, there's nothing I can eat that doesn't have meat in it. And so I was just like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, could you make me a special boy plate for my special boy pescatarian needs? So I was just like, I'll just eat meat while I'm here. And my dad's, he picks me up at the airport, and there's a McDonald's right there. And he goes, do you want to go to McDonald's? I had a quarter pounder with cheese mm-hmm. in the car after 7 months of not eating red meat. Oh my fucking God, that was good.
It's like you did No Nut November and it's December 1st. My God.
Exactly.
Why did I do that? This is incredible.
Yeah, it was, yeah. That shit's good. Like, it's like if you eat it every day, if you eat like 4 Snickers bars a day, you're gonna be like, this shit's gross or whatever. Or maybe you're like, yeah, this is what Snickers tastes like. But if you deprive yourself of the thing that you want and then you eat it like a month later, boy, that shit is delicious. Yeah, then you're back to being a pig again.
When I leave Planet Fatness, they've got 2 little buckets of grape footies. They're like a grape Tootsie Roll, and then they have regular Tootsie Rolls. And I always take one of each. And then after dinner, I eat those, and they're so good. Just the little tiny ones. It's the only like sugar candy for the most part, unless I have gummy bears. And those are usually gone because I fucking pig them all down. But I have one of those, and it takes so long to chew, and I savor it, and like, this is so fucking good. But I don't want another one afterwards. That's all I wanted was just a hit. Just give me a hit, man. Come on.
Remember Frito or like Lay's potato chips? Was Bet You Can't Eat Just One? And then they switched it to Bet You Can't Eat Just One Bag, because they're like, they're like, everybody's a fat piece of shit.
Frito Lay, we don't care about you. Bet you can't eat.
But
one
also
bag.
Like there's. there's like dueling questions raised by that, right? Because it's like, did people just eat one potato chip back in the day?
In the old days, that was how it was. You got, everyone got one.
Everyone then got one. Because it's like, bet you can't eat just one. It's like, yeah, I want a snack. What the fuck are you talking about? This is for me. This is a snack.
They should go back to that now because chips are like $5.99 a bag. You can only have one. You can have one of these. That's it, kids. We've got to put it back in the cupboard. You can have another one tomorrow, next Saturday. We can all have another, enjoy another cheddar and sour cream ruffle.
Speaking of Jim and current events, I guess, you know, Curb went off the air. It's like had a series finale. I'm not caught up on it.
I am.
But I'm on my way to catch up for it. He never did a, did he ever do like a working out at the gym episode? Because holy shit, I become Larry David and I don't confront anybody, but my most Larry David moments, like he never, did he ever do like a pick up your fucking dog shit like episode or like a,
I feel like there's dog shit episode. I feel like that's a thing. There's quite a bit of Jim stuff in Seinfeld and I can't pinpoint a Curb thing. There's obviously tons of golf in Curb.
Yeah. He's mostly golfs, but, man, like I become Larry David at the gym and I was asking people what their most Larry David moments are. For me, turn, if you don't use a turn signal, I hate pig parkers as well.
What's up, pig parker?
Fire people lighting fireworks. Like because my dog is so scared by it, it's just like we see one turtle with a fucking straw through his head and we gotta drink through paper straws forever, but you guys can just light fireworks off like for every goddamn holiday.
I fucking hate paper straws. Oh my god. I can't. I'm not going there if you have paper straws. I paid
terrible
$6 for this cocksucker. And I ain't paying.
Yeah.
Don't give me a paper straw and act like you're not ruining the fucking environment with 8,000 other things. This is the least of your worries. Least of your worries. And if I do get a plastic straw, I take it and I rinse it out and under the faucet. I put it in my silverware drawer.
Butthole.
Yeah. My butthole. Yeah. And then I have the Prosto that I got and she blows cocaine into it. And that's where the straws go. So they're double.
See, I like to go to an island for that.
Isn't that Wolf of Wall Street? Where'd I get that from? Yeah, it's Wolf of Wall Street. There's a scene where there's a straw and cocaine involved in buttholes.
I am not going to tell you which one, but I talked to one of the guys in the cast about that airplane scene where they're all fucking like models on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they all wore modesty cups or whatever. And he said, he goes, it's probably seems hot to you, but all day of that, it just really started to smell really bad in there.
It's all heating up. Yeah, I could see that.
I know two people in that scene and they were very adamant that it was not hot, like not sexy. And I'm like,
right.
Like, I don't know how you did that, man.
Right. Sometimes I think about that when I'm watching a movie that's got some super hot sex scene, a TV show or whatever. And then I picture in my head that there's 10 other people surrounding them.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wow, man, that chick is incredible. I don't know how I would keep this down. And then you think, oh, you know, yeah, if there's a bunch of people standing around, I'm in this nerve-wracking situation. Probably not the time when I'm like, oh, yeah, time to fuck. Oh, there's eight dudes and a 62-year-old director and this and that.
Yeah.
And someone, some intern with the fucking card action.
Now they have intimacy coordinators.
Oh, really? What's that?
An intimacy coordinator kind of choreographs the sex stuff you're going to do. And then you guys make sure that like where you can be touched and what your boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real, real job, especially after 2017.
Yeah.
And then there's a kid fucking wrangler for the producers. Oh. Get them together on an island. What type of kids they prefer, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's in your
it's like Squid Game, but fucking kids.
It's in your contract at Nickelodeon. It comes right in there. You don't have to ask for it. It's already in the contract. You just sign for it.
Yeah.
Well, you worked at iCarly. You had to sign that contract.
Yeah, I was there like, here.
And how many kids would you like, Mr. Bridenstine?
None for me. None for me. Thank you. What? I'm full to the brim with them, I said.
And that's why you're only on one episode, because you weren't part of the club. If you would have just been cool about it, you wouldn't have to do anything. You could have just had some teens over and been like, hey, you guys want to play Super Mario Brothers? And you guys like beer? I'll give you some beers. I'm not doing anything
else. For any aspiring actors out there, when you show up on set, you find what's known as the first AD, and you walk up to him, you slip him a 20, and you go, who do I talk to about the club? And they'll go, what? And that's just them making sure that you know.
Right. You don't have to do anything, but you got to play it cool and act like you're down with the business that's happening. You just use a code word, too, so you're not indicted. You just, hey.
You go, Fidelio.
Hello. I was wondering if I could fly on the Lolita. Here's 20. And I'll be in my green room. Okay. Green room. Don't bring him to my trailer. I want it out here in the open where there's already been done. Otherwise there'd be evidence in my trailer. So Star
Wagon. You
walk
up to him and you go, Oba KB.
That's the code word. OBKB.
OBKB.
You want to fuck Danny Kaye's corpse? Is that what you're saying? That's the code word for that.
The dentist. Danny Kaye.
Yeah, Danny Kaye.
Peter, Rudy, OBKB.
You want to fuck all three of them? Okay, I think we have Peter's number.
Can you give me Peter?
Well, he's like 57 now, but I'm pretty sure he's down. If you're gonna pay, he's hard up. He's working at the Pickway.
You know what child actor is always at my comedy show on Wednesdays? Is the guy in the movie Jurassic Park who, at the beginning, when the archaeologist is showing how the Velociraptor's talon would rip his stomach and he's got his eyes wide. You remember that kid?
I'm not a big Jurassic Park guy. I probably watched it once or twice.
Well, if it's a very popular movie, so maybe somebody listening. That kid's always at my shows. And
someone definitely is.
A lot of famous band members come to my show.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah, you told me one before. You can tell that on here. What's
the lead singer, Jim James, of My Morning Jacket came last night, and I didn't even recognize him. But maybe I'm glad I didn't. I would have to be like a dork around him.
He seems like he's very around. He's one of those guys like a Kiefer Sutherland that everyone's ran into. I think he lives in. It's not easy.
They said he lives close by. Lizzie said he lives. Lizzie's friends with him.
Super cool. I'm a huge fan. I would have went up to him and fuck it. Hey, dude. I love your shit. Can I take a pic? Bang. Gram it.
I put on My Morning Jacket Pandora in the Gaim today, and it was a lot of those songs are fucking wonderful songs.
Oh, their catalog is unbelievable. You told me this morning, and I showed you. I have the double 180 gram LP of Z with the purple vinyl, and I ran that today while I worked and ate breakfast and stuff. I was like, oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, you introduced me to that band. You introduced me to Z, and I was like, I fucking love this.
Yeah, great band. Then all their other shit's great. It's fantastic.
His solo stuff is really good too. It's just it's my big brag today because I really enjoy that band.
He would be a cool one to see, and let's just parlay that. Because I have to go and record Monday Night Beers, and then I have to go record the new episode of Cards featuring Carl For Real, which this program and Cards is available now. If you're listening to this now, for subscribers on the Patreon, I think it's episode 56. That's a lot. It doesn't suck because I made 56 of them. That's the lie I keep telling myself, but I think it's good, and that's what's true. That's not a good sales pitch, but it is a fun show. Let's do some power grooves. No, that's second. We have to do Power Tube first. Power Tube. I watched Emily the Criminal finally. And it's on Netflix. It's Aubrey Plaza joint.
not her joint. She's just an actress in it. But it's fantastic. I loved that movie. And I thought that was very, very good. And I also watched They Cloned Tyrone on Netflix, which...
Oh, you told me about that. I still haven't seen that.
Fucking fun. What a weird fucking movie. It's like sci-fi hood slash lots of racial commentary. Like that. It's just... It's not like any other fucking movie I've ever seen. It's very, very good. I enjoyed both of those. But Emily the Criminal, I wanted to watch that since it came out. And I just forgot about it. Then I saw it on Netflix. I was like, oh, it's fucking cool. And, you know, Aubrey Plaza, I think she's cutie pie. Brado, what you watching? What have you watched?
Well, there's two pro wrestling related. It was WrestleMania weekend this past weekend. Sunday night, the Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns match. What a fucking masterpiece that was. It was so much fun. Triple H is now in charge of everything, and goddamn, the Triple H era is going to be so much better than, I mean, Vince McMahon did what he did, another guy who raped and raped and raped and raped, but like this is going to be like so much more entertaining. But that match, if you have Peacock, it just feel like watching an hour's worth of content. That is so much goddamn fun, that match. Ask Vince.
I wanted to watch it. I knew it was going to be good, and I just can't and will not sign up for any more apps. I won't. I can't. I don't. I just.
I get it.
Type in the password in. That's the thing. I got to type in the email, then the password, and then do it on my phone, and then they send me a verification code, and then this and that, and then I got to remember to cancel it. I couldn't do it. Maybe I'll watch it in the future.
And then the other thing on Peacock from the network, man, they did a Bray Wyatt documentary, and Bray Wyatt passed away of COVID-related illness last year, and he was just a fantastic talent. For the WWE, it kind of goes through his, he was the son and nephew of professional and grandson of professional wrestlers. And they brought him up as Husky Harris. And then he watched Cape Fear or something. And he like developed this character. It's just, he was an amazing talent. And it's very sad, but very cool to see them kind of honor him in a documentary.
We were very into Bray Wyatt when we were heavy into it. Bray Wyatt was the shit. I heard that's fantastic.
When he was Husky Harris and then came back as Bray Wyatt, the crowd started chanting. I remember like it was yesterday, even though it was 10, 11 years ago, the crowd in unison started chanting Husky Harris at him. And then he does this promo, and it's so good. Nobody ever fucking said that shit again.
Yeah. So good.
Like, he was that good.
It was so good. Yeah. A whole different acting level. You know, a lot of guys tried the spooky aspect, but he made it into a mysterious, creepy, spooky aspect where it was, for a moment, you'd feel like you're watching a cheap horror film or something. It was...
Yeah.
It felt
yeah.
like you're in the midst of a movie and they put fear into it. The Doritos people put some fear powder on Bray Wyatt.
His best friend who made all the weird costumes for him was a horror movie, like kind of special effects guy.
All right. Well, at some point I'll get Peacock and I'll watch.
And because I've been watching so much wrestling, it's really been affecting my stand up. When I introduce Danny Ledzinger at my show on Wednesdays, I really took, you know, some inspiration from pro wrestling, and now the whole crowd does it with me. The past 2 weeks, are you getting texted? I see you're distracted.
I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, did I glaze over for a second? I was
leaned in. Like, I can tell you're reading something.
I leaned in. I got a text messages about the Monday Night Beers program, but it's
okay.
I can't. I need to turn off the notifications. I always forget, and then it. Bing, 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 the whole show. It's my problem. It's my fault. I deserve for interrupting whatever the fuck was happening.
God damn it. Can I just do a show that goes smoothly for the entirety of it before I start to have this melt at the end for some reason?
I don't know. I got work texts during that I had to handle in the moment. So.
Well, we're smart people. We can multitask. Let's do some power grooves and yeah. My song of the week is We Run This by Missy Elliott off of 2005's The Cookbook. One of those songs I completely forgot about it. I don't even know how I saw it. I was probably started playing some random hip-hop song, and then that came on after a couple of them. And it's, what is this? Oh, this song is fucking awesome. So, yeah, We Run This by Missy Elliott off of 2005's The Cookbook. Give that... God damn it. Give that a, you know, you listen to it and it'll sound money and stuff. Brad, what you listening to?
I started playing My Morning Jacket.
I'm
Pandora.
Thinking about too many things at once now. God damn it.
The song that I stayed at the gym longer because it was in my Beats headphones and I didn't want to leave yet to go drive home was Ooh La La by The Faces. That song always makes me happy. I don't know why.
Great song. Fantastic song. Yeah. Do you listen to your headphones until you get in the car to go home? Or do you take them off?
No, I take them off. I take them off in the parking lot because people in LA treat parking lots like it's fucking the 405.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how I'm going to die, is getting hit in the Planet Fatness parking lot because...
Yeah, you take your headphones up. Put them around your neck.
I leave them in because whatever song, I got the top of the endorphins are peaking from the finish of the workout, and whatever song I'm listening to is now sounding really good because I feel good about myself and I'm done with this shit. And now I just enjoy the tunes. There's no more pain where you're going, boy. And I keep the head on a swivel, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get clipped at some point.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't trust anybody in that parking lot.
Do you have anything you want to promote, Brido?
If you want to listen to more of me, I am Hunk with Mike Bridenstine. As Byrne said at the top, is my podcast. While you're here, you can add me to your podcast rotation. I have a book, as Burns mentioned. It's called The Perfect Amount of Wrong. Find out the Chicago scene where Burns and I evolved from. And I'm on Instagram at Mike Bridenstine.
Fabulous. If you don't follow me, I'm at Pizza Nacho 69. And you can listen to the new episode of Cards at patreon.com/powermoves with Mike Burns. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. All you daddies got all these fitness tips for me and Brido, who know absolutely
the people. The two exact people you want it from.
As I suck on this vape pen, and then, I'll cook a healthy burger in a frying pan, and then...
See, I had a Diet Mountain Dew during the show. I mean, that's how it's good because it says diet. That's like a water.
I'm going to drink four cut water margaritas while I do the Cards program because Carl for real doesn't like if I do it sober. And those are gluten-free, so, right? It's tequila, which is healthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Fitness tips. I love you, Brido. Been looking for the weekend, you guys.
Got football on TV. My girlfriend, she's sleazy. Favorite kind of beer is free. I'm just making power moves. Sipping some Natty Lights. Late nights and bar frights. Rocking the Winston Lights. Just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves. Just to a Detroit groove. All American dudes just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves. Rocking a Detroit groove. Just some American dudes. I'm making power moves. I'm making power moves.